Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Join the three Paramigos for some serious discussion of the paranormal.
He wants to know how John prepares himself for what he sees before he goes out on some of these investigations.
Can I just take my glasses off?
And as usual, some surprising guest.
I was going to contract the viewer of Rodney Dangerfield. Can you hear me, Rodney?
Hey, what is this place? Where am I? I need to fire my agent. I get no respect.
Some very serious topics will be discussed.
Did you ever share with everybody my nickname for you?
No. Go ahead and tell them.
Tiny.
From the serious to satire, the Three Paramigos radio program, Tuesday nights on the APEC Radio Network, 8 to 10 p.m. Central.
The Three Paramigos are we.
Thank you. One of the largest and most influential paranormal conferences in the country, UNIFCON, is coming for the largest and most spectacular event to date. UNIFCON offers a trademark variety of events, including academic workshops, committees, entertainment, ghost hunts, debates, and even social outings. It is more than a conference, it is a cultural event to celebrate the paranormal, its pioneers, investigators, and the attendees. Thousands have attended UNIFCON in the past, and every year the numbers grow. UNIFCON is still the only major paranormal conference held at a university. UNIFCON holds that university mentality of continuing education, research, and a safe environment to present new ideas. It is a place to learn and discuss paranormal investigation methods, psychology and the paranormal, demonology, ethics, and more. Every conference takes place at University Park, Pennsylvania, home of Penn State University. This year, be a part of history. Join us this year, October 18th to the 21st, 2007, for UNIFCON 6, the greatest show on earth. For ticket information, visit www.unifcon.org. That's www.unifcon.org.
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
We are taking it old school here for the last hour tonight.
This will be awesome. First, what's our phone number?
What the hell is
our phone number is 605-475-8590.
Very good.
And then after that, when you're asked for the special conference code, enter 555-1081.
You want to do it right now or you want to do it at the bottom of the hour?
Well, let's read the question, then we'll do it again at the bottom of the hour, because I don't know how many people are going
to... Oh, yeah. Well, we forgot to mention, we forgot to warn our guests that are on the line that, yeah, we might have somebody calling in the middle of our conversation to answer our special trivia question tonight. Is that cool with you guys?
Works. Right. This is for the tickets?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, cool. All right, just want to make sure I should have asked you when we were on break when, you know, that would have been the right thing to do, I guess. But, hey, you know, what are you going to do? But,
That's okay. We'll be on a professional show in an hour, so.
So why don't we ask the question right now? Again, what was the phone number again, Bonnie?
605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. And if you know the answer to the question, press 1-1 to raise your hand.
We need to tape that.
That's God, we need to tape that.
We have one more question. Two more tickets.
You're gonna get, whoever answers it gets both tickets, too.
Gets both tickets.
Think of how nice we are.
To the Mid-South Paranormal Convention coming up in 2 weekends in Louisville, Kentucky. If you can go, call into that number. Do what Bonnie says.
Yeah, don't call if you can't go.
Well, some people get excited and then they check their schedules, you know. So, after... I'm going to read it.
Read it. Go ahead.
All right. After the UFO crash at Roswell made international headlines, the government and military offered a different explanation of what had happened.
You got four choices.
There's four choices. What was it out of these four choices? A Soviet aircraft? A weather balloon? A natural phenomenon? Or did they just not offer an explanation at all?
Read them again.
After the UFO crash at Roswell made international headlines, the government and military offered a different explanation of what had happened. Which was it? Soviet aircraft, a weather balloon, natural phenomenon, or they just didn't bother answering or coming up with an explanation?
All right, so that you got to call in with it's one of those choices.
It's one of those four choices.
It's a difficult question, all right? And this is for the Mid-South tickets, okay? So chime in. We're watching. Our operators are watching the line right now. If you call in, we'll pull it right up if you want to answer this question. Just you have to push 1-1, like Bonnie said, though, on the line. It'll raise your hand. She'll get hit by a rock and all that fun stuff, and we'll know you're on the line. So that's cool, all right? Now, there's another piece of business I want to get out of the way before we move on, okay? I'm looking at this right now as we speak here in the studio. We received this when we were talking about the new studio that we work in now here at the Haunted Winery last hour with Rick. And one of our listeners, Jamie, sent us this really, 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 really nice gift pack for the studio.
Yeah.
And where'd the card go? I had the card. Where'd it go? Oh, there, it's right there. Okay. I think we read this on the air before, but she sent us and it said, to Scott, Doug, and Bonnie, congratulations on the new studio. Your friends at Whiteman Air Force Base, Missouri, and from Jamie. So I want to thank her.
And we love Jamie and the Air Force and men in uniform in general.
I love men in uniform.
Men in uniform rock.
So Unfortunately, we have not opened this yet, though. And I'm actually holding a pair of scissors in my hand. And as we're going to talk with Marcus and Tom, who are waiting so patiently on the line right now, I'm going to be opening this thing up, and you're going to probably hear incessant chomping as we're doing this segment.
You're going to, because I already made a claim to what I want.
I'm undoing the ribbon right now. You guys want to play some sexy music or something?
No, just do it. I'm on a diet. I'm not going to be able to enjoy any of this, but, you know, that's okay.
It looks great, though. But thanks again, Jamie. We're sorry it's taken us so long to open the package up.
It takes us a long time to do almost anything.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
One of the things, while you're doing that...
Yeah, no problem.
One of the things that we're going to be talking about is... the thing that we're going to be talking about is the... 2 weekends ago. Was it... No, it was last weekend.
Last weekend.
Well, you might want to go back further than that, if you want me to help you.
Okay. In the beginning...
God created the heavens and the earth.
No, it actually started with... a lady coming into Amber's work, who said,
yes.
I have this haunted place.
This is true.
Okay, take the damn thing. My God, Bonnie, take it easy.
It's stuck.
All right, take it easy. All right, hang on. It is stuck. What the heck's going on? Oh, there you go. All right.
Thank you.
This is going to be a long hour.
No,
this is the last hour.
A lady came into Amber's work and said, I have a haunted location I'd like you guys to check out.
Correct.
So Amber and Tom originally went there. What was the date? What was the first time you guys went there, Tom?
That would be 3 weeks ago now.
3 weeks ago?
Yep.
And you guys, it was just you and Amber, am I correct?
That's correct. We did a preliminary of the entire area, and I went in there with all my equipment to just scope out the entire house, you know, check out all the hot spots for EMF activity, you know, just generally the layout of the land, just to see months, you know. Eliminate anything that could be natural, you know, like man-made artifacts or anything that would affect our equipment. So that's what my purpose for that night was, pretty much.
Okay, so...
Did you make a conclusion, or did you characterize this physical location in any way?
It's definitely an older home. That's quite obvious when you go into the basement, just looking at the structure. Like the beams that support it are like basically hewn out of like a log. It's not, you know, like a manufactured type of beam, and you know, the wiring is quite old, which I discovered doing my checks. So very, very noisy wiring, old, pretty much ungrounded throughout all the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of areas, you know, especially at the top of the stairs where I found a lot of just a lot of noise. General noise from EMF, but very cool place, and just the feelings you get in the place, you know, like you're definitely not alone.
So you thought it would be an interesting place to check out more.
Oh yeah. And you know, that's the thing. You look for a place like this where you can continue to go on a regular basis, because time after time you go there one time, you won't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, you know, and by being able to go back there now, this has been our third time, and the more you go, the chances of getting something are better, and more familiar you become with the place.
Well, and that's what was exciting about it, too, I got to say, is that, you know, this is a place, we've talked about this a lot with our whole crew, of how we wanted to find a place where we can do continuous research at, right? And test new theories, test new things. And this is a place where we have the permission to do that from the owners. They're more than willing to help us out and do anything that it takes for us to do our work. So that's what's really exciting about this. That's why, you know, we had this spare time. I want to talk about this. Now, what I'd like to do, actually, to start this off, we do have some stuff we wanted to present to people tonight. All right? I have it queued up in the Winamp here. Now, the first one, Tom... And I want Marcus, I want you to chime in on this, too, because you're going to be able to hear this on the line there.
Okay.
This was a piece of audio that I heard yesterday, and this was from the first time that you and Amber were there. Right, Tom?
Right.
It's weird. Let's just say that.
Is there a setup, or are we just going to play it?
We're just going to play it, because I don't know. Okay. I don't really know. I mean, I've heard it a couple times. But
I never heard it. So.
You never heard it, and I know Bonnie's never heard it either. So we're just going to play this thing, okay, guys? And we're going to discuss this stuff along with a lot of other things about this area, okay? So let me cue this guy up. Here we go.
It doesn't fall right now, okay. So let's just work with it and see what happens. And it is... Let you go.
All right.
It's going.
I'm
going to
go. I'll
show
her here.
Okay, we're done. Recording.
Now, I don't know if you could hear it that good, Marcus.
Not too clear.
Right in the middle.
It's right. Well, we'll play it again.
And cool. I heard something interesting.
Something popped out. Let's play it one more time. All right? Hang tight, guys.
It's,
you
know
what, it's in full
right now,
so let's just work with it and see what happens.
And
it
is. Let you
go.
All right.
It's going. I'm
going to
go. I'll show
her
here.
Recording.
All right. I mean, it's something that sticks. It's something that's, you know, it just stuck in there. I don't know where it is. I don't want to front load people still.
It sounds like words to me, but I couldn't make it out. The owner lady says something, and then Tom is
that's
talking.
Amber.
Or
that's
Amber.
That's Amber and Tom. It's just
Amber and Tom are talking, and I know the female voice, and then the male voice, and then the female voice again, and then there's this whiny,
something in the background,
high pitched.
Sounded like Bonnie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
After I shared my candy with you. How rude. These walls are ugly.
No, it was something that popped in. I turned the line up. Did you hear that a little bit better, Marcus?
Yeah, I did. It sounded almost like a tiny voice off in the distance.
Yeah, something like that. Now, Tom, we talked about this briefly. Was there anybody there with you guys?
There was the owner was there, mm-hmm. and her son. And they were already outside. Listen, just before we went outside, I was gonna stir up the audio, and we were gonna stand outside and talk a while it was running.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically Amber and I were just talking because she had just turned on her camera, and that was my first question to her when I called her about this: was, does your camera make any kind of like some of the new equipment makes has the little voices and stuff that says stuff
mm-hmm.
when you turn them on? Hers does not.
Okay.
So that, I wanted to eliminate, that possibility. And so that being said, then of course, I started digging into it and isolating it down. And I to this point, I can't understand what it says, but it's definitely not Amber or I talking.
Well, Tom, would you want me to turn this over to the listeners and have them listen to it also?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, what we'll do then with this piece of audio...
That's what this is all about, We're all trying to learn and discover stuff together, and the more people that can look at it and work on it, the better.
All right, and that's what we're going to do with everything we're going to play tonight, is that. Everything we play tonight, I'm going to post up in the archive for people to download and listen to also, okay? And I just want to make sure that was cool with Tom, of course, on the air.
But I want
to
hear it one more time.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's
just work with it and see what happens.
Let you go.
All right.
It's going.
I'm
going to
go. I'll show
it
here.
We're done.
I think I heard it say words.
It sounds like a phrase.
Yeah.
It's fast, though. It's hard to, it's hard to, So, what we'll do, I'm going to do the same thing.
I hear actual words. I know what I think it says.
Let's not front load it.
I'm not going to, what I'm going to do is when I go home, I'm going to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see what other people hear as well.
Okay, yeah, definitely. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to load that up on, we're going to load it up to the Ghostly Talk site tonight with the archive. Let people check it out. Like I said, again, along with everything else we're going to be presenting here, okay?
Excellent.
So, Tom, thanks for sending that over. We appreciate it, okay?
And, not a problem.
Thanks for sharing. Now, we'll move on to the next one, too. We only got a couple more minutes. Well, we got about 10 minutes still. So, the next piece of audio here was taken last weekend. We visited this place again last night, actually, but who has had time to go through the audio yet? It's Ghostly Talk Day, so no time for it. But
and I went golfing today, so I didn't get the line either.
Yeah, Tom was golfing, so when you're golfing, you can't be reviewing EVP. I mean,
right.
you're golfing, right? So, but this was from last weekend, though.
Interesting sound bits from golfing, but you can't put them on the
air. Yeah, no kidding. Now, what I'm gonna do? Let me find the correct one. Okay, this is the right one. This was from last weekend. This was and what am I going to do? I'm willing to give this over to anybody that wants to listen to it, whatever. Marcus has copies of everything. I put it up on the server for him to download. So Marcus is going to be chiming in here a lot more now on this. But this was from last weekend, and it's a very strange sound. Okay? So instead of blabbing, I'm just going to play this thing, okay? It's about... This particular piece is about a minute long, so we're going to go to silence for a second, okay, guys? But I'm going to play this for everybody and let them hear this, okay?
What are we listening for?
Just listen.
Okay. Did anyone call yet?
Not yet, no. Okay. So let's go. I'm going to play this thing right here. Okay, guys, hang tight.
You're going to hear Doug talking in the background.
Right, and that was a minute long. I know probably people are kind of like,
I don't know what I was listening to.
Now, this is what was going on. I was recording this. This was with my handheld, my Olympus VN480. This was off my recorder. Okay. The sound you're hearing in the background is what Marcus Leader gave us. It's an audio beacon generator. It's a sound that you play off a CD. So that's that humming sound you hear in the background. Yeah.
Kind
and
of sound, yeah.
This, if you listen to the audio, and we'll front load this one to death because I don't really care, but because I want to explain what's going on here. You obviously heard some scratching sound going throughout the audio after I said you're going to hear Doug talking in the background, and that you do hear you guys were talking downstairs,
right?
And we were just sitting there. I was sitting at the top of the stairs, and Jonathan was sitting at the middle part of the stairs, the midriff of the stairs. So that's what we picked up on that. Now, Marcus,
were you holding the thing in your hand, or was it set stationary?
Well, Marcus asked me the same question.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened, this is all I can say about that. When I hold my recorder during an EVP session, I always hold it in the palm of my hand with my hand opened up.
Mm-hmm.
Opened up, okay? For the simple fact that I don't want to cut my hand because it could rub against the recorder and make noises, you know, like rubbing noises and things like that.
Right.
Marcus, that was the first thing you asked me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that Marcus asked. Go ahead, Marcus. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying, I had to rule that out first before it went any further.
Yeah. And that's what I told Marcus, the same thing, that I hold the recorder with my hand open so I don't rub it, rub my hand or fist up or whatever you want to say to make noise on the recorder. So we ruled that out. I am 190% certain that's what I was doing, because that's what I do every single time.
That and the other thing is evidently, this scratching noise kind of thing does not appear
anywhere
else.
We ran two sessions that night.
Yeah.
At about 11 minutes each.
So there's only less than a minute of this.
And this happened on this was the first session about 2 minutes into it.
Okay.
This is the very beginning. This was like when we first got started. That's why I noted that you were, that there was talking downstairs. I was just kind of getting the environment and stuff like that. So it appears nowhere on any of the other reels, or both reels, I should say. So
okay.
I found it peculiar, right? Now, we've laid the foreground on this. We've laid this thing out. That's what I wanted to do. We do have to go to break here in a couple of seconds, unless we just want to, like, blow through the break.
Well, the thing about breaks is, I agree, blowing through the break is an option,
mm-hmm.
but... on our breaks, we do play independent music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of bands are, mm-hmm. hoping to hear their songs on Ghostly Talk.
Let's take a break then, okay? But
yeah.
Before the break, because we do have a couple of seconds here, let's read that question one more time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do that question. Marcus and Tom, can you guys hang out for a few minutes? Is that cool?
Yeah, Sure, not a problem.
I'm sorry. I want to get to you, Marcus, and you know how it works here.
No problem. Break away.
All right. So let's read this question one more time, okay?
If you think you know the answer to this question, we want you to call in and answer it, and then you'll get two passes to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention coming up two weekends from now in Louisville, Kentucky.
And we'll be watching the phone line over the break too.
After the UFO crash at Roswell made international headlines, the government and military offered a different explanation of what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Was it Soviet aircraft? A weather balloon? Natural phenomenon? Or did they just not offer an explanation at all?
What's the number, Bonnie?
The number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign, and then press 1-1 to raise your hand and answer the question.
She needs to record that.
I know.
Why, when I can do it the same every time?
We're going to be monitoring the phone line on the break, okay? So if you want to answer this question, feel free to chime in, okay? So why don't we take a break? All right, when we come back, we're going to get into what the heck this thing was.
What could that have been?
What could this have been?
Bizarre scratching noise that only appeared for less than a minute on the tape.
We'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
The charm and mystery of the Deep South through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sights you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
What you gonna do when your time comes? What you gonna do when your time comes? What you gonna do when your time comes? What you gonna do when your time comes, baby? Baby, what you gonna do when your time comes?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when your time comes?
Your time comes.
What you gonna do when your time comes?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when your time comes?
Your time comes.
Thank you.
Well, it's real simple. $5 million. Everybody should take a chance for $5 million at least once in their life.
Scott O, I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah. And I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast. So head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
These yogurt covered pretzels are pretty good.
I can have things made of wheat flour, not white flour, but wheat
flour.
Those
look pretty good.
And the cheese is good as well.
Let's ask the question one more time and then that's it. I'm done with it.
Wait, I'm crunching.
Okay, crunch. Crunch away.
That's good.
What is the question, Doug?
After the UFO crash at Roswell made international headlines, the government and military offered a different explanation of what had happened. Which was it? A Soviet aircraft? A weather balloon? A natural phenomenon? Or did they just not offer any explanation at all?
Call in with your answer if you want.
You can go to www.ghostlytalk.com for the telephone number and dialing directions.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just listen to Bonnie's commercial.
Yes. You can dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, press 555-1081 followed by the pound sign, and then press 1-1 to raise your hand to answer the question.
No, those crackers are divine.
I want one.
All right. Anyways, so last... Before,
just cheese one and give it to me.
Before we went to break last segment.
You're making me hungry.
Before we went to break last segment, we played this. I know, this is great. We played this particular piece of audio. Now, Marcus, what I want to do is play it one more time, okay?
Okay.
And when we come out of that, I want to talk about this. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You're going to hear Doug talking in the background.
Alright, so that was the whole thing. Now, mind you, also, that is it. All I did with that was just clip it out of the original capture. I had not done any editing to that whatsoever, okay? Now, Marcus, we had a talk about this week.
Yes, we did.
A long talk about this, and I asked you if you wanted to come on the show here and kind of discuss this with us. So, and you per usual, being the stand-up guy that you are, Marcus, you agreed to it. So, thank you. So, basically, what is this? Tell us what this thing is, because we can't figure it out.
Well, after, I talked to you and ruled out all the other possibilities that can make that kind of noise, the only conclusion I could come to is that it's something that's very rare. In fact, if the listeners are out there, if you got this up on the site where they can download it, they might want to copy it, because if this is what I think it is, it's probably the rarest EVP, that's ever been captured. And I've only heard this sound once in my life. And, a lot of people know that I was in an 8-year one-on-one relationship, apprenticeship with Carlos Castaneda.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he taught me different Toltec shamanic techniques, and I went on different trips with him. And on one trip, he gave me what's called the Nabal's Blow. It's basically altering my assemblage point, which is a point in the aura. And what it does is it changes your perception and awareness. And he did that in order to show me beings, another type of energy that he called inorganic beings.
Okay.
And when I saw these inorganic beings, they have a consciousness and a purpose. However, it's incomprehensible to human awareness because their consciousness is infinitely slower than ours. And so they're kind of a mysterious type creature. They don't interact with us a whole lot. But what I saw was stick-like creatures. I saw two of them, actually. They can appear as either light or a dark color, but they take on more of the shape of a stick. And these are beings that are also referred to by some people as elementals: earth, air, fire, water, rocks, water, air, that type of stuff. And shamans believe that all objects, everything, has a consciousness, has a life, even a rock. And it's just that it works on different frequencies and different speeds. Like the consciousness of a rock is much slower. Anyway, that's what I think you captured, because when he showed me these, they were two. I couldn't tell what they were. I just knew they were stick-like figures, and they seemed to be interacting, almost like they were communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the sound they made. They make a scratching, sizzling type sound. And, I mean, what you captured is exactly what I heard. I've never heard that anywhere else in nature. And sometimes it'll sound like a staticky sound, but it's more like a scratching, almost like abrasive,
mm-hmm.
with a little bit of sizzle to it. And the sizzle is the energy that they're made of.
Well,
do these things, do they tend to attach themselves to a place, a person? Are they just random? How, like,
well, that's the thing about inorganic beings. There's not a whole lot known about them because they don't interact with us directly. And you were asking the question earlier about, you know, if you believe that graveyards are haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And graveyards, for some reason, is one of the places where they contain a lot of inorganic beings. And a lot of the things that people see in graveyards, especially lights, like mysterious lights and things like that, they're inorganic beings are responsible. And remember, these are energy personifications of objects like rocks and water and you know, air, different things like that. These are they combine. They don't have individual spirits. Like, you can't pick up a rock and it has a spirit to it. It has like a group spirit, and so that all rocks together form. But at any given time, the spirit can come out of any particular rock, but it's like a combined energy. And they don't, you know, normally, I won't say they don't attach to people. It's more like people attach to them. The older lineage of Toltec shamans, like, you know, 500 to 1,000 years ago, they dealt with the inorganic beings quite a bit, and they used them because there was a lot of secrets and a lot of knowledge that they could get from them. But once the shaman connected with the inorganic being, then it was like a very jealous type, you know, relationship. The inorganic being did not want to let go. And so you have to actually attach to it, but once you do it, it's forever.
And, oh, that's not a very good sign, Marcus. We've been to this place 2 or 3 times.
Well, you have to actually focus your intent and, you know, agree to attach. You have to actually ask it. The lineage that I'm part of, you know, it's about 500 years old, and they don't do that. That's, you know, they kind of learn their lessons, I guess, over the centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not a dangerous creature. You know, if you go on the net, you're going to find all types of information about it, saying they're angels or demons or all types of stuff, but they're not. They're just another form of life that exists. Now, why, you know, you caught that, I don't know. That's the big mystery. One other thing I'll say about inorganic beings is that some inorganic beings that have been projected, you know, into our world, whenever an inorganic being enters our world, they can only enter it as a two-dimensional figure. And it's kind of like a kid with his face against a candy store window.
Mm-hmm.
They can't come into our world, but they can project their energies. And if they do that, if they have enough energy to come to the surface of our world, they look like either like sticks, or sometimes they even look bigger, and they take on different forms. And a lot of shadow people have been mistaken, or a lot of inorganic beings have been mistaken for shadow people.
You know, go ahead, Doug.
When I first heard this, the scratching, the noise that seems so innocent, you know, I mean, it just seems like, you know, wow, I wonder what was going on. Was he, you know, was he moving, you know, that kind of thing. But when I first heard it, I thought, this really sounds like they're talking to each other. It sounds like two to me, and it sounds like they're having a conversation.
Well, the thing is when I listen to this stuff on the headphones, it just stuck out to me. It just, I mean, obviously it's the only time you hear it on the audio.
Yeah.
You know, and when I originally listened to this on my little headphones on the road, I discarded it and said, oh, whatever, you know. But when I listened to it on the big headphones here at the studio, I was like, okay, there's something weird here. And that's when I got a hold of Amber and Jonathan originally and let them know about it. And then we started ripping it apart and putting it up on the server and all that stuff. So, you know, I thought it had some substance, and it may very well have been. That's something, I mean, obviously, we're talking about it on the show right now. So, now, what I did also, Marcus and Tom, I took this piece of audio, and I clipped off the end of it a little bit, but I did do some editing to it. I'm not a big fan of editing EVPs, as far as, like, altering them, you know what I mean? But
right.
I told you, Marcus, that I wanted to pull the audio beacon out of there a little bit.
Yeah.
And try to bring this thing up to the front, which I was able to do. So I want to play that now. This is only about 37 seconds, so it isn't nearly as long as I cut the end of it, the original one we had that I clipped. It didn't really have that sound for like the last 10 seconds. This I just totally edited down. So I'm going to play this for you guys and let you hear this, and we're going to go to silence again. Here we go. Now, that really brought that sound up to the front a lot more, right. So you can hear it a lot easier. Now, if you don't mind, Marcus, I do want to kind of shift this a little bit, because you're telling us that this is an elemental. It's a non-organic being, okay? Here's the thing, and this is why we're going to front-load this, whatever, we'll just do it this time, okay? Because Amber and Jonathan, when I originally let them hear the raw clip of this right off my recorder, they said they heard voices. They said they heard words and phrases. I'll be totally honest with you. Well, Tom, you also said you heard something too, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll be honest here. I didn't hear anything. I'm like, I just hear scratching, but it doesn't sound natural to me, like something that would happen. Doug, you said the same thing, if I remember correctly, too, right? You didn't really hear any voices either.
Nope, I didn't hear voices. I thought the scratching was completely accidental.
Well, I wasn't front-loaded necessarily on this piece of audio, but Amber and I discussed it, and she's like, there's something on there. Listen. So I didn't know really what I was looking for, but I heard some things. And we kind of, after I was done with that, I clipped those out, too, and I kind of cooperated with Amber Rose and Jonathan and everybody, too. So, Marcus and Tom, do you mind if I play these separate little clips?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I have three of them. Okay, the first one, I'm just going to play it, and then I'll tell you, how we do this, I'll play it, and then I'll tell you guys what I think I heard.
Okay.
Is that cool? And I think Tom will agree with me on this one, too, so this is a very, very short clip. It's only like a second long. The other ones are longer, I promise, but let's give this one a listen. Let me play it again. I'll play it one more time. Now, what I heard in this one, and I have it labeled here on the player, I thought I heard, help me. Now, I know that sounds very melodramatic in this situation because of the legend of this house, which we kind of described. I think we mentioned, did we mention this last week, Tom? Do you remember?
Yes.
We mentioned this last week?
Yes.
That there was someone shot in this house, okay? There was a woman shot in this house. So, yeah, help me kind of sounds like, oh, my God, did you hear, oh, you know, she wants help, right? But that's kind of what I heard, right? I'll play it one more time. And that's, again, that particular piece of audio, it's edited like the last piece was too, but I've just clipped those out. The next one here is a little bit longer. I'm going to play this one too, okay? And I'm just listen for it, and I'll tell you what I think I heard after we play it. Can we play it again, Doug? I thought I heard again, help me, and then I thought I heard the phrase, I'm not happy. We'll play it one more time, okay? The very end sounds really clear. I mean, what Marcus and Tom, what do you guys think? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead, Tom. Well, I've had the advantage of, you know, like getting the clip and, you know, analyzing it and breaking it down a little more. I mean, I've knocked the sound down even more, so it's even clearer. And, I mean, Amber didn't tell me what it said. She says, I want you to listen to this and get back to me, you know, after you, you know, looked at it, analyzed it, and tell me what you think it said. And after I had done that, and I could hear what I believe something someone saying, help me, I'm not happy, not happy. And this is when I called her back and told her what I thought. She says, yes, that's exactly what we heard, too.
Well,
they just, you know,
go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Just it's hard to hear that over the like on the phone connection here. Even when I'm listening to it, I can't hear it.
Yeah, I understand.
But when I listen to the clean audio that I have, it's much clearer to me.
Well, send that over. This is what little time I had this week. I put this together. You know, well, there is.
I am talking about the data or the file you're playing. That's the one I'm talking about. It sounds cleaner. I think when you're listening to it on actually on headphones.
You are the only participant in this conference. Press any key to continue this conference.
You guys still there?
No. Just kill
me. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hang on, we're going to kill something here.
All right.
Let's
press
it.
Any key to continue
shut up,
this
woman.
Conference.
Shut up, woman. Shut up.
That
means everybody hung up. That's what that means.
Go away. We're done with that. Sorry about that, guys. Here's the thing.
I have a hard time, and we're down to 1 minute.
Yeah, guys, we gotta cut off here like really quick. I'm sorry.
And unfortunately, fortunately, we're going to be on Encounters Paranormal Radio Series after this, so we do have to cut.
We gotta cut off a little bit earlier.
But I have to say I don't hear those voices. I mean, I hear.
I understand.
I hear it, but I really and yeah, there's the patterns, and you can make words out of
it's
it.
It's matrixing at its finest.
I think it's matrix.
I agree. I agree 100%. And that's what I've been saying the whole time is maybe we're matrixing this stuff out. Marcus,
that could be. I when you say what you're looking for, I can kind
of
hear it.
Well, of course.
I have a technique that I developed for myself, so I don't matrix.
Uh-huh.
But I actually didn't pick up on any voices. It can sound like voices, but if it is an inorganic being or an elemental, it definitely isn't speaking because it doesn't.
Okay.
They sound more like crickets talking.
All right. Yeah. I tell you what, we do have to drop off. I'm really sorry, guys.
I have to agree with
this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. All this audio, we actually didn't get one done. We have another one to play, but we'll put it up on the site. We're going to put all this stuff up on the site with the archive tonight, okay? So anybody out there listening to this, you can download this stuff and check it out for yourself and tell us what you think, all right? I want to go ahead.
We can talk about next weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
Dude, there's the news right there.
Yeah.
Ghostly Talk is going to butt heads with Marcus Leder after all these years.
This
I'm
is so
going to be
excited.
Awesome.
Now, if that isn't
Marcus,
the coolest
are you
ever.
Ready for full-on stalking? Because it's coming.
Ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Your website, Marcus, is myspace.com/LederResearchCenter. That's Leder Research Center, all run together with no spaces. Or you can look in pretty much any of our friends lists and link up off of that.
And Tom's website is myspace.com/sexyolderman.
Michigan Ghost Hunter.
44.
Seek sexy older women.
And no ghostly talk for the next 2 weeks, gang.
Yeah. For our affiliates, well, we'll be letting them know privately, but after we're done, we're going to be gone for a couple weeks here, guys.
I want to thank Tom Mott, of course, Marcus Leder, for helping us out in this last hour.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That,
thanks, guys. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Rick Hayes, of course, of LifeSkiff.com. Willie Windwalker Gibson, who's Crystal Chief 55 on MySpace, for enchanting us with his paranormal consultant duties. Before that, of course, Keith Age, the inevitable, the one, the only one, Keith H. We're going to be out next weekend in Point Pleasant, West Virginia at the Mothman Festival. We are going to be out the following weekend in Louisville, Kentucky to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you in about 3 weeks.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen to now.
I need to go someplace where I can breathe.
Fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage.
real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Don't hate the media, become the media.